It's interesting you talk about strength. I actually had that as one of my questions too. So, this was something that I heard, and I don't know if you want to confirm it or not, but I think it's funny too, being more conservative, you'll see a lot of Christians have guns, and then the disciples had a couple swords. Not everybody had a sword on them, but they had a couple. And so then I'm wondering, how something that Jordan Peterson said, which I'm not sure if he's a false prophet or a follower, depending on what you hear about him.
I love him. He chases truth, right? And I'm all for that. So,
He
but anyway, what did he say? Yeah.
says you shouldn't be weak. Like, you shouldn't aspire to be a coward. Like, you should be a monster,
Yeah.
and then you should learn how to control that. So how important is that for the Christian community to see strong men and strong leaders, and what does that look like?
Yeah, you guys are just trying to open every can of worms, right? I actually just got into a little bit of trouble at my church here not too long ago because I was talking a little bit about this, that despite popular opinion, Jesus is not a capitalist or a Republican. We've tried to tie him to that, especially in Western American society, right? I don't want to say what political affiliations he would have, right? He was a theist. You should make me king. That's what you should do. What we see, when it comes to economic policy, he says, if you have extra, if you have more than you need, I provided that to you so that you could help someone else, right? That kind of goes against
Capitalism.
a little bit, he says, if you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. You should turn the other cheek and pray for those who persecute you. And those run counter to the general view of who Jesus is, because we've kind of, like, going back to what we said earlier, we've lost the nature of who God is, right? And God is powerful and he has wrath and all of that, but Jesus has called us to something greater than that. And so strength, I don't think, has to do, shouldn't be about might makes right. It should be strength under control, right? Because what's more effective? A wild stallion, he's full of muscle and testosterone, but you can't ride him. Or a horse that's been broken and will do exactly what you need a horse to do, right? That's the trick, right? Be a monster and then have control of it. Use your power for good.
Yeah, I had somebody ask me that. It was actually Jonathan. He was asking me the other day. He's like, man, do you just like, you feel way better knowing that you can beat somebody in a fight and stuff, and like if they smart off to you, just go over there and beat the crap out of them. I was like, not really, actually. What it does for me though is it makes me feel like I don't need to, because I already like I know that I can handle myself if I need to, so I now no longer feel like I have to prove it. So if I didn't have that same like sense of like, oh, I can fight, I would probably have feel the need like, oh, I got to go and show this person that you don't disrespect me, and I don't even know how to fight, but I already know that I can. So now I feel I don't need to prove it to myself, because I have enough self-confidence and like belief that I'm like, I don't need to prove anything to this guy. It is what it is, and I feel confident enough in myself that I don't need to go and prove it to him. So.
Yeah, you see that, like, the guy that comes in the room and needs to make sure everybody knows he's in charge, all that shows us is you're not really in charge. You're too insecure, And I think all three of us have a little bit of background in combat sports, and the guy that's always puffing his chest up usually is the one that can't fight, you know? It's a weird thing.